This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Let's get into it. Jess Hilarious crashing out on the Breakfast Club. We knew this was coming.
Lauren LaRosa, her flowers. And will always. Because what does she do? She does this. Okay? She shows up. She has a background in journalism. I don't, but that's not why I was hired. I was hired to do Just With The Mess. I was hired to carry that third seat. And I was doing that just great. But then I got pregnant by my fiance. Yeah, I did. Wouldn't regret it. Never would. I fuck around and have another one. Stop playing with me, okay?
Okay, wait. She said she was doing just great before pregnancy. A lot of people would disagree with you there, Jess. I don't mean no harm, but I don't recall when you was doing phenomenal, when you were doing great, to keep it real. But let's keep this going.
It's proof of that, too. When I got back, she never left. I constantly was asking about... And when I say I called Charlamagne, I called our program director, I called the boss, I'm asking, all right, what's going on? Why is she not leaving? What's up? Why is she still on air? I was told that she was going to be the producer. She was going to be hired as a producer. Okay. Producers aren't on air though. So what's going on? She's only on my segment. So I'm like, all right. I'm putting shit together because that's what I do. I put shit together. All right, here we go.
What you mean you putting it together? They put it together. That is so blatantly obvious. If you have to put that together, that shows exactly where your mental at. You acting like you so bright right here, but shorty, everyone saw this happening. When you was out, everyone saw this happening.
So shorty must about to be on the show. That's exactly what I put in my fucking head. Before anybody decided to come and tell me again. So I did another round of asking. All right, what are we doing? All right, well, this is the boss. We've always considered having a fourth seat. Well, when the fuck was y'all gonna tell me that? When was y'all? And then this is months after I came back. This was like 2 months after I came back from maternity leave. We've always, ever since Angela Yee left, we said that we would consider having four seats. So why, when me and Claudia Jordan did the guest co-hosting, or me and Kendra G did the guest co-hosting, did everybody say, oh, it ain't gonna work with four people? Why, right?
Maybe because Kendra G, Claudia Jordan, wasn't doing a better job than her. It's like the proof is in the pudding. It's like no one thought about a fourth seat because they probably didn't think that they could hold the weight. Those other individuals that you call them, because they maybe felt they weren't better than Lauren. How about that? That's another answer that's right in front of your face that you're not. Why you ain't put that together? I mean, that looks pretty clear to me. It's like, come on now. It's like, and then you act like you're forgetting that you were an employee. You don't got no stake in the Breakfast Club. You haven't been there for years. You don't hold no weight. What you mean, why they didn't tell you? They don't got to tell you. Like, what job ever tells anyone what type of movement they going to have until after they done made the decision? They going to tell you after they made the decision. Period. Like, who are you to think they're going to come to you before? It would be nice. But we living in reality. You your own boss outside of the Breakfast Club. You are working for corporate right now. You forgot what that's like. That's one thing Lauren got over you. She know how to behave. She know how to act when she in corporate. And she know how to prepare. That's something that looked like Jess Hilarious never done, was prepare. But, you know, even though I don't agree with a lot of things that Lauren say, I got to keep it real. I can tell that she comes prepared every single time. And I can respect that. I don't care if I can disagree with you or not. If I can sit here and tell that you took your job serious, you went in there and prepared the night before, you prepare on your way in, and it shows. The work always shows. And Jess, it looked like she never did much preparation when, to keep it real, whenever she came in and did her segment. That's how her segment got taken away. Somebody else was more prepared. Somebody else put more work in. Somebody else didn't expect it to be just given to them. And even after it's given to you, not allow it to be taken away. And the only way you can prevent that from happening is putting in the work always. Never getting comfortable. How you getting comfortable when this is your first contract? This is crazy.
Why was that ever even said? Why wasn't that something that was presented at the jump, like from jump at the top of the shit? That's what I want to know, right? But I'm still playing. I'm still here. Mind you, I'm not playing the game. I'm just still here with it because I'm in this. This is a fucking contract. This ain't no part-time little shit that I got. I got a contract that I negotiated and I got it. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm on air. She overtalks. She's overtalking me. Lauren knows she does this shit. Whatever. I've told her about this shit many a times. You know, she overtalks me. I'm like, yo, shut up. All right. Or hush, be quiet. Yeah, that clip that y'all saw. Yes. Be quiet. Yeah, I've said that. And I've meant that. You know what I mean? That's the only way to get it a hush. So I'm like, all right, cool. One day, I told her, I mean, because I went in the comments, I'm like, all right, people don't like that. All right, whatever. You know, I'm not her mother. She's another grown woman. I have to respect this lady. But she's not going to keep talking over me, y'all. I'm already confused on why the fuck she's still here. You know what I mean? Like, on air. Not in the building. On air. Right? So I'm like, all right. I told her, be quiet the next day. Charlamagne texts me and he says, yo, don't tell her be quiet. You tell her shut up. Play into that narrative of y'all beefing, y'all not liking each other. Why the fuck would we do that? But I'm like, you know what? All right, cool.
Yo, why she spilling the beans on Charlamagne? Like, if someone calling you, that's a conversation between the two of you. Like, here again, the way she's behaving just doesn't seem like you know how to control yourself in this space. It's like you don't have no, not alone journalistic integrity, because we saw how she went to Shaq house and then spilled all the beans of what's happening in his personal home, what women is in his personal home, what they look like, and all of this. Who's going to ever trust you or want you to be around them? Because they know you're going to run straight to the internet. They know you're going to run straight to a syndicated radio show and tell all of their personal business for absolutely no reason. And she's telling information that Charlamagne is telling her about the show. Like, you're going to ruin any type of storyline that they try to create in the future, because everyone will feel like, okay, this is it. Okay, this is fake. This is something fabricated. They orchestrated this whole thing because Jess Hilarious already told us behind the scenes, they say things like this. No, no, no. Keep it like this. We want to run off this narrative. Like, this whole radio thing is like wrestling. I mean, keep it real. More than likely, yes, a lot of the stuff on the radio is orchestrated. It's entertainment. It's fake. It's false. I mean, they've done a lot of things like this before in the past. But, you know, again, the beauty of wrestling, some people really feel like it's really real. They are loving the characters and even forget that the characters are characters when they see these people in real life. That's why they love it so much. So she's still playing into the integrity of something that the Breakfast Club has built for so long. Like, this is a crash out right in front of our faces. And like any other crash we see, any other wreck, we sitting back watching this live.
She cool with it, I'm cool with it, because I'm not a be quiet type of bitch anyway. I am a shut up type of bitch. Ask my kids, right? Even a 7-month-old, ask her. So.
She think that was cute. She think that was cool. She thinks she's supposed to get some props about telling her kids to shut up and her 7-month-year-old. Like, this is a toxic chick right here, son.
I asked again. I'm like, all right, so she's going to be the fourth host. That's what it is. Whenever we do find that, you know what I'm saying? It's just a bunch of beating around the bush, y'all. So look, she started doing the news. I'm like, all right, look, that's her segment. Take me off that shit. Y'all give her that shit. Take me off that shit. This is her segment now. This is no longer Jess with the Mess. You know.
She wants to make it seem so bad that she gave something to Lauren LaRosa. No, Lauren LaRosa came in there and took your segment. It would have been hers if they got your blessings or not. You do not control anything there. Get it through your mind. The only way you keep your segment is if you doing your thing at a high caliber rate and outdoing anyone else that comes in and fill in for you. She started not looking like a fill-in. She started looking like she belonged there. And you are a fill-in. Hell, she's there more often than you. And you have already had the baby in back. It's like Jess Hilarious is out of work more than she was when she was on maternity leave. In the current time. It's like she's not getting her reps in. She's not putting in her hours to get to the level of Lauren LaRosa to even look like competition to her. You are capitulating. You are straight up falling under pressure. You're not built for that industry right there because you're not even willing to put in the work when you see competition. You should be. They allow her to be there to see what you were going to do. To see if you were going to step your game up. To see if you were going to start preparing like she does. They brought her in there saying, like, look, this is a perfect model of what you need to be doing. But what did you do with that opportunity? Nothing. You didn't sit back and learn. You didn't sit back and try to pull her to the side and say, look, hey, give me some game of what you've been doing. You've been had your journalistic background for so long. You worked at TMZ. Hey, drop some bars on me. Let me know. You didn't take those steps. You start looking at her as an op when she didn't have to be the opposition. She could have been someone there for you to take advantage of and learn from. And then you could have taught her some things as well when it comes to, you know, what you do comedically, whatever that is. It's like something you guys could have learned from each other. Probably acting. I think Jess Hilarious is more so she should just focus on acting. Leave the comedy stuff alone. Go straight to acting. I know she claimed that she never bombed before, but shorty, I'm going to go ahead and keep it real with you. You have bombed before, and you bombed in front of the largest audience in which you ever had, and that's on iHeartRadio, in front of millions and millions of people. All you did was brag about how you never bombed before on a comedy show, but this is the biggest bomb ever. No one in radio history has ever bombed this horribly. You've been on this show, you've been bombing live, fumbling over your words, not sounding like you prepared for anything. You don't even know what's going on with the news. You're supposed to be presenting Jess with the Mess, but only thing it was a bunch of mess with Jess. And you were the mess, not what you was reporting on. What you were saying was just not articulated well. It didn't sound like you prep for it, like you're stumbling over your words while you're reading, like you should have been reading this stuff over and over before you got in the studio. You got to be putting in that work so you can show up and show out. Lauren LaRosa has been showing up and showing out because she's putting in the work. It's not going to just fall in your lap. Like that's the difference with the mindsets. It's crazy, man.
It's her segment. I went to the person who does the intros, the sounds and shit. I went to Taylor. Yo, Taylor, make Lauren her intro. Take Jess with the Mess, all that shit. She says, things can't just change like that. Why the fuck not?
Because you're not her boss. Why do Jess Hilarious think she can tell a producer what to do? Like, you don't understand your hierarchy? You don't understand your place? Let me go ahead and tell you. When you're there at the Breakfast Club, you are at the complete bottom. You're at the bottom. Taylor is at a higher rank than you in there. Just because you're in front of that camera don't mean Taylor is not more important than you. You got that job. You got that contract to see what you could do. And this is what you can do. Drama. Like, this is crazy. Like, how you think you can tell that girl what to do with a segment? Her boss gotta tell her that, not you. You don't understand how corporate works. You don't understand professionalism. You are failing at this horribly. And you maybe had some doors closed for you in the future that would have been open if you would have just prevented from doing this whole crash out session. And you blaming everybody else but yourself. I haven't heard you take one step of accountability. I heard you say, oh girl, you gave her props that she's good at it, but you never said that you could have done better. And we all know you could have done better. We never seen you really go in there and prepare and really try your best. Because it's just like you felt comfortable. Something was given to you. Like, that's not the case. I never seen that with Angela Yee either. I didn't agree with everything she said either. I didn't agree with a lot she said. But one thing I always respected with Angela, that lady always prepared. She always did some research. She always came with some good questions. Like, she prepped. She was a professional. She got years and years of this in. And instead of you getting with people with years and years in and learning from them, you taking this route. That's crazy.
You try to come back to work and the motherfucker is right there at your desk and ain't nobody telling you shit, mind you. Nobody telling you nothing, mind you.
Nobody would have to tell me nothing if someone's sitting in the seat that I was in when I returned. I already know what that is. It's time for me to step my game up. Not run around and complain. Mentality. People that's giving stuff all the time, they don't have that mentality. You got the job not because of your talent. You got the job because of your popularity. This lady wasn't as popular, but she has more talent when it comes to radio. She has more drive when it comes to working. She obviously has more drive than you when it comes to radio, when it comes to reporting. She put all her effort into it. And then what she don't know, she's willing to dig and find out. I hear DJ Envy always talking about, like, hey, Lauren is texting me this, asking me to do this, asking me to do that to prep for her radio segment in the morning. How many times have you done that, Jess? So, yeah, I feel you. You will feel some type of way. You're human. Anybody would. Like, okay, this changed. But also, you got to understand from their point of view. They didn't see that coming either. They didn't see your pregnancy coming. They don't have no right to try to retaliate at you or nothing for that. But things can change. While you out, someone come in there and they are more prepared than you and they're having better results than you. You better, once you come back, you better come fully prepared. You should have been taking courses while you was out. Take online courses or something, like, okay, this girl is killing it. When I come back, I need to show my ass when I come back. And I ain't talking about that BBL. I'm talking about you coming in there, putting in that work.
It's only time for that segment. You know what I'm saying? We had a meeting today to restructure the show and shit like that. Fuck out of here. That went crazy too. Listen, I ain't expecting not one motherfucker to feel sorry for me because that's not what I'm looking for. I don't care. And I have.
So what's the purpose of this live? If you ain't looking for somebody to feel sorry for you and you don't care, obviously you care. You up here running your mouth.
haven't said a motherfucking thing at all. The craziest shit is, right? I wanted Breakfast Club so bad. I wanted it. I grew up on the show. The fuck? Like, what? Hall of Fame show? What are we talking about? Syndicated? This ain't my first time doing radio, but I'm just saying, like, this is the biggest fucking show culturally. You know what I'm saying? The whole year I co-hosted, eating that shit up until I had to leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a baby. In this industry, what I'm doing, ain't no right time to have a baby, so you have them when you have them. I don't regret when I got pregnant. I don't. I got pregnant on fucking purpose. That's what I wanted, a baby, and that's what I got. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted Breakfast Club. You feel me? I'm going to say this. I don't fucking need to be there.
Yo, do y'all hear this whole thing about she saying some type of restructure? And then she keep talking about she wanted Breakfast Club, so that's past tense. Like, what? Was it a restructure or did you get fired? Like, what's going on here? I guess we'll find out soon.
I wanted to be there. I loved being there. That was my shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, that was my shit. I used to be happy as a motherfucker on the radio. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm not intimidated by no woman walking on this earth. I give a crown to that girl. If you listen to the show, you know. I compliment this girl every fucking day. Every day. And it ain't forced. She's a beautiful girl. She knows her shit and she on her shit. And that segment came from me. Like, let's not even sit here and fucking play around with it.
Yeah, why she keep saying a segment came from her? No, it did not come from you. Lauren took it from you. She earned it. She put in the work. You didn't. Period. And when you saw competition, you ain't step up. You went into a shell. Yo, what type of cloth you cut from?
Subscribe now for part two.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.